Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Kasama natin ngayong umaga si Kuya Neil Dakulan, ang team coordinator para sa Filipino team na maglalaro para sa World Cup Tournament sa South Yarra. Good morning, Kuya Neil!
Magandang umaga, Annalyn. Thanks for inviting us. Thank you.
Alam ko, masyado kayong busy at naghahanda para sa laro nitong Sunday.
Yes.
Kuya Neil, bago muna tayo magsimula sa mga detalye ng laro, ito ang unang-unang World Cup kung saan kayo ay sasali, ano?
Yes, yung Filipino team will be represented. Actually, it's a combination of male and female players. Yung mga naka-confirm na male players, there's 8 of them. Naka-confirm naman na female players, 4 of them. So, meron tayong 12 players all in all.
Paano po pinili ang mga players na ito?
Actually, because this game ng World Cup is actually what you call social footy. Nag-originate to sa tinatawag nilang AFL 9s. Now, if you're quite familiar with AFL 9s, it is basically social footy, or yung ibang term naman nila tawag ay touch footy. Kung nanonood ka ng footy, di ba, tinatackle ka pag dala-dala mo yung bola.
Mm-mm.
Ang ginagawa namin dito, pag dala-dala mo yung bola, hindi ka itatackle, itatouch ka lang. Pag tinouch ka, you need to let go of the ball for within 2 to 3 seconds. Either i-handball mo siya or kick mo siya sa next receiver. So walang, hindi ito yung
aggressive football.
Hindi ito yung aggressive. Ito yung tinatawag nating social football, social footy.
So walang masasaktan.
Walang masasaktan. Pero tatakbo ka. At yung field na tatakbuhan mo is not as big as the footy field. Kalahati lang.
Mm-mm.
Sa AFL 9s kasi, there are 9 players. But this year, kausap ko yung CEO nila, si Brian Clark. Sabi niya, we will modify it to 7 players para mas maraming substitute.
Mm-mm. Dahil mas maliit naman din yung area na paglalaruan.
Oo, maliit. Pero there are like 8 countries represented.
Mm-mm. Ngayon ko lang naintindihan yung touch footy.
Oh, kasi kami lahat, mga baguhan kami. We had a training with Brian Clark.
Mm-mm.
Yung mga basics ng footy, like paano ka nag-handball, use your right and your left. Paano ka mag-kick ng bola properly. Pag gusto mong targetin yung tao, paano mo i-kick properly. Tapos pag nag-score ka ng goals, how do you kick it right? So yun lang mga basic trainings namin, handballing tsaka kicking.
Mm-mm.
Tsaka yung mga basic rules about when you let go of the ball pag tinatch ka. Yun lang, tapos yun lang yung mga drills namin.
Oo, alam ko para sa ating maraming Pinoy, basketball ang ating number one game.
Tama, yes.
Opo, paano po kayo nahikayat to join the footy?
Actually, nagbabasketball din ako. Then, when I spoke to Karina was the one who started this whole thing, but we were not represented previously dahil kulang yung players. So ang ginawa ko, nag-recruit ako ng players from basketball background.
So nilipat mo sila?
Oo. Ang palaging sinasabi nila sa akin is ganito. Masyadong physical. Sabi ko, this is not the usual footy, this is social footy or touch footy. Itatouch ka lang, tapos ililet go mo yung bola. That's it. Ang kinakailangan lang, makakatakbo ka. Mga basketball players, magaling yung lateral movement, takbo,
yes.
Papatras, pa-forward. So, doon ko na nirecruit yung mga players.
So, kumukunti na naglalaro ngayon ng basketball dyan.
Marami pa rin. Gusto pa rin lang ng basketball. But I thought footy is a good game actually to learn. Dahil this is a very Aussie game eh.
Yes, yes.
Oo, tsaka nakaka-integrate ka sa Australian community. Then you began to realize how beautiful actually is the game.
Mm-mm.
Maganda yung game. You just need to know yung mga rules involved. Tsaka paano mo gagawin yung participation, o paano mo gagawin yung kick, yung handballing.
Mm-mm. Siguro yun yung isang dilema ng mga Pinoy dahil tayo sanay tayo sa basketball. So parang pag na-introduce tayo sa panibagong game like footy, parang mahirap tayong parang di natin masyadong ma-appreciate yung laro dahil iniisip natin ibang-iba to sa laro ng basketball o sa mga nakasanayan nating laro sa Pilipinas. Pero dahil nandito tayo sa Australia, maganda din na alamin kung ano nga ba ang football.
Oo, pag nanonood kasi ng TV sa footy, May kita mo yung passion ng mga Aussies, di ba? Tapos, ang pagkakaiba nito sa basketball tsaka sa footy, kasi sa footy, malaki yung ground, tsaka outdoor siya. So, you really have to shout if you want the ball. Kanyari, ikaw Annalyn, may dala ng bola. Gusto kong ipasa mo sa akin. Sasabihin ko, Annalyn, I have to shout for you to give me the ball. Dahil sa daming tao ang nakapalibot sa'yo, kung sino yung mas malakas magsabi ng, Annalyn, give me the ball, most likely doon mo ibibigay yung bola.
So, mahalaga sa football ang communication between players.
Tsaka you have to really shout. Makikita mo yung sa crowd, makikita mo yung pag na-pump up yung mga Aussie pag nakakunyari merong goal. Kasi one goal is worth 6 points. Yung behind is 1 point. Yung maliliit na, no? Yung maliliit na poles, behind tawag doon. Tapos yung, ano, pero ang ginagawa naman natin sa touch footy kasi, ang ginagamit natin is not the, usual footy goals. Maliit lang siya na goal. Parang size ng ano, parang soccer, yung goal niya. Pero meron siyang pole, apat na pole, yung isang mataas at isang maliit. Nilalagay lang doon.
Dahil nga, dito sa touch footy, lalo itong gagawin itong Sunday, maliit nga lang yung field na paglalaroan compared
kalahati,
sa...
Kalahati ng actual footy field.
Yep. Kuya Neil, so ito ay first time na sasali ng Filipino team sa laro na ito or... Dahil ito rin naman ang unang Touch Footy World Cup na inorganize ng Australian Football International.
Actually, nag-organize na sila before. Before COVID, we had our team to go there, but unfortunately, we didn't have enough players. Yun lang ang nangyari. Tapos, nirevive nila this year dahil nung COVID times, nawala eh. Nawala yung footy.
So ikaw, medyo matagal ka nang naglalaro ng football o dahil lang sa...
First timer lang ako.
Oh, wow.
Kasi pag nagsusports ka, it's the same sort of dynamics. Yung communication, tapos you learn mo yung basic skills. Like sa basketball, basic skill is dribbling. Ito ang basic skill is actually handballing and kicking. Yung handballing, madali lang. Walang problema yung handballing. Yung kicking,
ang handballing ay yung paghawak ng bola.
Paghawak mo ng bola, tapos ipapasa mo. Kunyari, kaliwete ka. Hawakan mo yung bola sa right, tapos using your left, ipopoke, parang ipopoke mo yung bola. You form a fist sa left mo, tapos ipagpasa mo sa kabila, itirahin mo yung bola na nasa right hand mo. Pag righty ka, hawakan mo yung bola sa left, tapos you form a fist sa right hand mo, tapos ipopoke mo yung bola papunta dun sa tao na ano. Yan yung mga basics lang.
Sa description mo na yan, parang nakikita ko ang volleyball. Diba?
Parang ganun
siya. Pag magsiservice ka.
You don't use two hands to get the ball. You use one hand each.
Oo. Pero yung sinasabi mo yung sa paghawak, yung pagtira ng bola, no? Pag magsiservice ka sa volleyball.
Parang ganon, yes. Parang ganon ang nangyayari. Pag nagsiservice ka sa volleyball, hawakan mo sa left. Pero hindi mo siya isi-spike, ha? From down lang siya. Tapos hindi mo pwedeng itapon yung bola using both hands. Kasi throwing yun, it's not handballing. Illegal yun. So mape-penalize ka nun.
So sa mga nakikinig sa atin, sana meron silang natutunan, ano? At sana through this interview, ma-encourage sila na maglaro ng football.
Oo nga, kasi ano eh, there's actually a lot to enjoy in this game. Ang AFCS, we're actually planning, hopefully, by next year, to have like a social footy na we have like, siguro 7 players each team, tapos maglaro tayo together with other Pinoy games. But we wanna incorporate really footy into the Filipino community.
At through that, kung mangyari yon, malay mo, in the near future or in the future, magkaroon ng sariling team ang Filipino na makapasok naman sa bigger football competition, di ba?
Yes. Actually, nung 2 weeks ago, we played, but this is with AFL, with the AC Unity Cup. We played as a team, pero this is all male, no female involved. Which is a bit different from World Cup, kasi sa World Cup, may mga females eh. At saka, I think I prefer it that way na may mga females para...
Very inclusive.
Very inclusive yung dating. Tsaka ano, iba yung touch kasi ng mga babae. Tsaka yung mga lalaki minsan, kahit nagta-touch footy, minsan nagiging rough na rin. With women around, men have to be gentler.
That's good. Oo. So sinasabi mo yung mga benefits ano in terms of playing footy. Ano nga ba ang benefit ng paglalaro ng football? Bukod sa syempre may mga makakilala ka na mga ibang players at you'll be out there competing with other teams.
Mm-hmm. One thing is you really have to run. Kinakailangan mo ng certain level of fitness. Now, hindi naman kasi lahat ng position sa footy you will be running. If for example, nasa midfield ka, kasi ang setup nito is 7 players, magiging 2, 3, tsaka 2. Yung 2 will be the defensive, 3 will be the midfield, yung dalawa will be the forwards. Usually forwards sila yung nagsuscore. Pero yung tumatakbo talaga yung nasa 3, yung nasa midfield.
Yung nasa you medyo malayo-layo.
Oo, you need to have certain level of fitness, which is, ano naman eh, yung mga tipong, hindi naman talaga mataas na level of fitness because I'm like, look at me, I'm 50 years old. I play footy. Oh. This is the first time I played footy. Yeah. But that's the thing, kinakailangan mo lang certain level of fitness. Tapos pagpagod ka na, okay, substitute. Mm-hmm. May substitute naman eh. So that's the good thing about it. Tapos ano po ba? It makes you happy too. You know, you meet several people when you are running, when you have certain sports, yung dopamine level mo tumataas. So you're happier in that too.
Oo.
So it will take care of your wellness. Of your well-being, matitake ko siya through this type of sport.
At para dun sa mga nakikinig sa atin na unfortunately hindi sila makakasama sa team ngayong taon na ito sa paglalaro sa World Cup Tournament dyan sa South Yara, pwede naman silang manood, hindi po ba?
Pwede silang manood. There is a website. They can Google AFI or Australian Footy International. Tapos they go to the website aflinternational.com. Nandun yung address. They can actually watch it. I'm not sure if they'll be live streaming it. I don't know if they have that capability. But if they wanna come to the place this Sunday, it's from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Lalo na para dun sa mga nasa Melbourne dahil napakalapit lamang nito sa Melbourne CBD.
Yes. Malapit na malapit lang. So we'll be waving our Filipino flags there. We will have yung parang mga cheering squad namin may dala-dalang Filipino flags.
Napakasaya dahil ito ay labanan ng 8 national teams and they represent ang multicultural communities dyan sa bahagi ng Melbourne. Ano-anong mga teams ang makakalaban o kasama sa kompetisyon, Kuya
okay,
Neil?
From memory na naalala ko, Great Britain will be there. Haiti will be there. There's a team called United Nations. Yung iba, may tinakalimutan ko yung pangalan.
Netherlands, I think, nandun.
Usually, nandun sila. Nandun din sila.
It's a good activity, ano, and not just for the players, kundi para dun sa buong Filipino community dahil makikita mo yung suporta nila.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Makikita mo yung Filipino community na mag-enjoy.
Para dun sa mga kasamang manlalaro ng Filipino team, sila ay nag-training ng basic training? For the footy?
Yeah, we have the basic footy training, but 3 of these players are actually young Filipinos. They're like 20 plus years old and they played footy in their school. So
that's good.
This will be the young ones who will really run.
At malay mo nga, gaya ng sabi ko kanina, sila ang maging simula ng Filipino football team.
Yes. Precisely. That's the aim. Hopefully we can develop a footy team kasi the plan really is to connect this with Monash University. There's a Filipino community there. So plano namin i-connect dun sa mga Filipino kids to play footy.
That's very nice.
Yes.
At syempre para dun sa mga nakikinig sa atin na interesado na at nagkaroon ng parang, uy, gusto ko sumali. Paano sila makikipag coordinate sa inyo?
Okay. Best way is to go to our Facebook site, Team Philippines AFL.
Team Philippines AFL.
Yes. If you want to see what's going on, we have videos and we have photos of the players there.
At para naman sa mga Filipino at sa mga nakikinig sa atin na mga kababayan natin, paano nyo sila hihikayatin na join the team or try footy?
Yes. For one, if you want to know more about footy, you can do a YouTube search on that. It's called AFL Nines. But if you want to be connected with the Filipino community, we have the Facebook group, Team Philippines AFL. And like that page, and we have some updates there. So this coming Sunday, the game, we will put it on live so you get to understand what we're trying to do. So, yun lang. Pumunta kayo dun sa Facebook site namin, Team Philippines AFL, and get some updates there. And if you wanna join the team, please send us a message.
And it's never too late to try a new sport.
Of course, it's never too late. And hopefully next year, we can have more players too.
Maraming salamat, Kuya Neil Dakulan, at all the best. Good luck sa game ninyo sa Sunday. Go, 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 Team Philippines.
Maraming salamat. Maraming salamat, Annalyn. Thanks for inviting us.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.